This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 111, Biography of Darren Soto, the Representative from Florida. General Information. Darren Soto is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Florida's 9th Congressional District. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in office since 2017. Born on February 25, 1978, in New Jersey, Soto has made significant strides in both state and federal politics, focusing on issues like environmental protection, healthcare, and economic development. Early life and education. Darren Soto was born in Ringwood, New Jersey, to a family with Puerto Rican heritage. His early life was marked by a strong emphasis on education and community involvement. He attended the local public schools where he was known for his leadership qualities and academic prowess. After high school, Soto moved to Florida to attend the University of Florida. There, he earned a Bachelor of Arts in Economics and Political Science. His time at the university was not just about academics. He was actively involved in student government and various political organizations, which helped shape his future political career. Following his undergraduate studies, Soto pursued a Juris Doctor degree from George Washington University Law School. During law school, he interned with the U.S. Department of Justice, gaining first-hand experience in legal and policy matters. This period was crucial in developing his understanding of legislative processes and public policy. Early career. Upon completing his legal education, Darren Soto returned to Florida to start his professional career. He initially worked as an attorney, focusing on issues related to immigration, civil rights, and environmental law. His legal work provided him with a platform to advocate for underrepresented communities, which later became a cornerstone of his political platform. In 2007, Soto's political career began when he was elected to the Florida House of Representatives for District 49. His tenure in the state legislature was marked by his efforts to promote renewable energy, protect natural resources, and improve healthcare access. He quickly gained a reputation as a progressive voice in Florida politics. After serving in the Florida House, Soto moved to the Florida Senate in 2012, representing the 14th District. Here, he continued his advocacy for environmental issues, notably pushing for legislation to combat climate change and protect Florida's unique ecosystems. His legislative work was characterized by bipartisan cooperation, often working across the aisle to pass significant bills. Election history. Darren Soto's first major federal election came in 2016 when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives for Florida's 9th District. He won the Democratic primary and then the general election, defeating his Republican opponent with a significant margin. This victory was seen as a reflection of his strong community ties and his effective legislative record in the state. In 2018, Soto faced re-election in a district that had been redrawn due to redistricting efforts. Despite the changes, he managed to secure another term, showcasing his ability to adapt to political shifts and maintain voter support. His campaign focused on continuing his work on environmental issues, healthcare, and economic opportunities for his constituents. The 2020 election saw Soto running in a district that had become more competitive due to demographic changes. Nevertheless, he won re-election, demonstrating his resilience and the trust placed in him by his constituents. His campaign highlighted his legislative achievements and his commitment to representing the diverse needs of his district. Political stances. Darren Soto is known for his progressive stances on several key issues. He is a strong advocate for environmental protection, particularly focusing on climate change mitigation and the preservation of Florida's natural landscapes. He has supported legislation aimed at reducing carbon emissions and promoting renewable energy sources. Healthcare is another pivotal area for Soto. He supports the Affordable Care Act and has pushed for policies that would expand healthcare access, reduce costs, and improve quality, especially in underserved areas of his district. His efforts include advocating for mental health services and addressing the opioid crisis. Economically, Soto focuses on job creation and economic development, particularly in technology and green industries. He has been involved in initiatives to support small businesses, enhance workforce training, and attract high-tech companies to Florida. His approach often involves leveraging federal funds to stimulate local economies. On social issues, Soto is a proponent of equality and justice. He supports comprehensive immigration reform, voting rights, and has been vocal against discrimination in all forms. His legislative efforts include co-sponsoring bills to protect the rights of the LGBTQ+ community and to ensure fair treatment under the law for all citizens. Internationally, Soto has expressed concerns over human rights and democracy, particularly in Latin America, reflecting his heritage and the interests of his constituents with strong ties to the region. He has advocated for policies that support democratic governance and human rights in countries like Venezuela and Cuba. Darren Soto, the representative for Florida's 9th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons people support Representative Soto is his strong advocacy for environmental issues. Florida, with its extensive coastline and natural beauty, faces numerous environmental challenges, including climate change, sea level rise, and water quality issues. Soto has been a vocal proponent for policies aimed at protecting Florida's environment, such as supporting the Everglades Restoration Project and pushing for renewable energy initiatives. His commitment to these issues resonates with many voters who prioritize the preservation of Florida's natural resources for future generations. Another key factor in Soto's support base is his focus on economic development and job creation. He has worked tirelessly to bring federal funds and projects to his district, which includes parts of Orange, Osceola, and Polk counties, areas that are rapidly growing and in need of economic diversification. By supporting small businesses, advocating for infrastructure improvements, and promoting tourism, Soto has helped to foster an environment where local economies can thrive. His efforts in securing federal grants for local projects have directly impacted job growth and community development, earning him the trust and votes of many local business owners and workers. Representative Soto's approach to healthcare also plays a significant role in his popularity. He has consistently supported measures to expand healthcare access, particularly through the Affordable Care Act, ensuring that more constituents have access to affordable health insurance. His stance on protecting pre-existing conditions and advocating for lower drug prices directly addresses the concerns of many in his district, where healthcare costs are a major issue. This commitment to health policy reform has made him a favored candidate among those who see healthcare as a fundamental right. Moreover, Soto's engagement with the community cannot be overstated. He is known for his accessibility, regularly holding town halls, participating in community events, and maintaining an open dialogue with his constituents. This level of engagement ensures that he remains in tune with the needs and concerns of his district, fostering a sense of representation and accountability. His proactive communication and responsiveness to constituent issues have built a strong rapport with voters, who feel heard and represented in Congress. Lastly, Darren Soto's background as the first Puerto Rican-born member of Congress from Florida adds a unique dimension to his representation. He brings a diverse perspective to Capitol Hill, advocating for issues pertinent to the Hispanic community, including immigration reform and cultural representation. His heritage and understanding of the challenges faced by minority communities have made him a symbol of diversity and inclusion, appealing to a broad electorate that values representation reflective of America's multicultural fabric. In summary, Darren Soto's support stems from his environmental advocacy, economic initiatives, healthcare policies, community engagement, and his role as a cultural representative, making him a well-rounded and appreciated figure in Florida's 9th District. One of the primary reasons people do not support Representative Darren Soto of Florida's 9th District is his perceived disconnect from the local issues affecting his constituents. Many residents feel that Soto, despite his efforts, does not adequately address or even understand the day-to-day challenges they face, such as rising living costs, healthcare access, and infrastructure needs. This perceived lack of engagement leads to a sense of alienation among voters who feel their voices are not being heard in Washington. Another significant point of contention is Soto's stance on environmental issues, particularly concerning the protection of Florida's natural resources. While he has supported some environmental legislation, critics argue that his actions do not go far enough to protect sensitive ecosystems like the Everglades or to combat climate change effectively. His support for certain development projects, which some see as environmentally harmful, has led to distrust among environmentalists and local conservation groups. On the economic front, there's dissatisfaction with Soto's approach to job creation and economic development. Some constituents believe that his policies favor large corporations over small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy in many parts of his district. There's a sentiment that his economic strategies do not sufficiently promote sustainable growth or address the economic disparities within the district, leading to criticism from both business owners and workers who feel left behind. Immigration policies have also been a flashpoint for criticism. While Soto has advocated for comprehensive immigration reform, his positions have not always aligned with the expectations of his diverse electorate. Some community members feel that his approach lacks the necessary urgency or fails to address the immediate needs of undocumented immigrants, leading to a divide between his policies and the community's expectations. Furthermore, there's a growing concern over transparency and accountability in Soto's representation. Incidents where his office's responses to constituent inquiries have been slow or perceived as dismissive have fueled this sentiment. Voters expect a higher level of engagement and responsiveness from their elected officials, and when these expectations are not met, it erodes trust and support. Lastly, political alignment plays a role in the lack of support for Soto. In a district with a mix of political ideologies, his more progressive stances on issues like gun control, healthcare, and social justice do not resonate with all voters. Some feel that his positions are too far left, alienating moderate and conservative constituents who might otherwise support him if his policies were more centrist or reflective of a broader consensus. In summary, the reasons for the lack of support for Representative Darren Soto are multifaceted, involving perceived disconnects from local issues, environmental policy disagreements, economic policy critiques, immigration stance dissatisfaction, transparency issues, and political alignment differences. These elements combine to create a challenging environment for Soto to maintain or grow his support base within Florida's 9th District. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.